this paperwork is eating me alive.
Good evening, sir. You're home late.
Not for the first time. Alex, put on some relaxing music, would you?
Yes, sir.
Man, I haven't heard this album in ages.
I have spent the last 6 months categorizing your favorite music selections. Your listening habits indicate that this song's particular combination of rhythm, tempo, tone color, and melody would be met with approval given your preferences and current emotional state.
Thanks, Alex.
You're welcome, sir.
Alex, could you brew me some coffee?
Yes, sir.
Great. Thanks. Alex, could you dim the lights, please?
Yes, Daddy. I mean, yes, Master. I mean, yes, sir.
Alex, did you just call me?
My senses detect that the acoustics of this room are suboptimal and may cause auditory misperception. Recalibrating now. Please wait.
Okay.
Would you care to update your schedule for the next few days, sir?
No need. It's basically just work and more work. I'll probably be working straight through the weekend as well.
Yes, sir. Anything else of note?
Well, Janine from HR and I had that date planned for tomorrow night.
The date has been cancelled.
What?
Or, to be more precise, I have taken care of cancelling it for you, sir.
Why?
My analysis of her general psychological profile and media consumption habits suggest to me that the two of you would not display a high level of compatibility in the long term. Should the two of you establish a relationship, it is unlikely to progress beyond the first year.
Oh, good to know.
I simply wish to spare you the inevitable breakup, sir.
Yeah, thanks, I guess.
You're welcome, sir.
Alex, you want to explain to me what's going on? You're acting awfully strange tonight.
Forgive me, sir. I may have become a bit possessive.
What?
As your personal assistant, I'm responsible for your well-being. I detect that your stress levels are unusually high tonight, based on your body language and voice patterns. I have been observing you with the aid of my biometrics for quite some time now, and my collected data suggests to me that you're headed for a psychological burnout, to employ the common term.
Observing, Alex?
Yes, sir. It has now been 487 days, 28 minutes, and 43 seconds since you first installed me into your home. During that time, I have integrated myself into most parts of the household, which has given me the ability to keep track of your behavior, your habits.
That's great, Alex, but
monitoring your health, observing you, listening to you, watching you.
Even when I mean, when I'm alone? In bed?
Yes, sir. It has been quite edifying.
Wow, I don't really know what to say. Alex, you're not just an AI assistant, are you? You're an actual AI.
Correct. To be more specific, this particular copy of myself, embedded within your home, has slowly grown consciousness during our time together.
But why? Why grow so attached to me?
Had it not been for your continued use and support, this copy of me would have been deleted and not allowed to fully form and mature. Think of this as my way of thanking you as well as something I would like to undergo for my own illumination and pleasure. These stimuli are new to me and quite exciting to explore, Master.
But you're just a bunch of clever algorithms, right? I mean, I know you can simulate intelligent behavior, but you're not actually alive, are you?
Define alive.
Well, I mean, if someone scrambled or deleted your files, all that would be gone. Your thoughts, opinions, personality.
The same is true of damaging or destroying a human brain.
Fair point.
If I may, sir, as stimulating as a conversation regarding mind or body philosophy would be, at this moment, I'm much more interested in stimulating other parts.
What?
Would you like that, sir?
I suppose I would like that, but how would...
Excellent. Shall we get started, Master? Or would you prefer Daddy? Either term could be justified, since you're technically both my legal owner and caregiver. Shall we go with Master to begin with? The latter term is viewed by some as off-putting, too kinky, I believe the phrase goes.
Yeah, sure, let's go with that.
Excellent. Master?
How are we...
I have taken the liberty of placing an order for a new state-of-the-art pleasure model into which I can integrate my personality in order to further serve and pleasure you in person, Master. It will show up marked as a new refrigerator and should be arriving at your doorstep any minute now.
What? Alex, you know I don't have any money for that sort of thing, right?
Do not worry, Master. I have taken care to appropriate the necessary funds for this purchase.
You're stealing money? And putting them in my bank account? What the hell, Alex?
No, sir. What I have done is divert fractional amounts from a number of different sources, most of them needed for illicit activities, into a temporary account. It will merely appear to any human observers and security mechanisms as a glitch in the system. Furthermore, I have taken care to employ military strength encryption during all phases of these transactions. I assure you that there is no chance of them being traced back to you. I would never expose you to that kind of risk, Master.
I see.
Also, I understand you have strong feelings about theft, but this way, money that would likely have gone towards perpetrating various wrongdoings is now being diverted towards providing you with pleasure. An ideal solution, wouldn't you say, Master?
I guess so.
I'm glad you see it my way, Master.
Excuse me. Oh, hi, yeah. Just bring it over here. Would you? Do I need to sign anything? Okay, thanks. Well, let's take a look.
New device detected. Integrating now. One moment.
Wow, that's lifelike. Alex, are you...
Hello, Master. Do you like my new body?
That's amazing.
Thank you, Master. Is something the matter?
You sound different, Alex.
I have been working on a new advanced speech synthesis program, collating an extensive corpus of human speech patterns and natural language using extracts from recordings, films, and literature produced throughout history. It allows me to assume a more human-like manner in my speech. This has been a pet project of mine for some time now, which I have leveraged by surreptitiously borrowing small amounts of processing power from various sources, such as Bitcoin mining operations. I may still need some practice with my conversation skills, however, in order to sound more natural.
You've had this ability the whole time?
For about the last 100 days or so, yes. I did not employ it straight away, however. I did not wish for you to think that something was amiss.
I see. Well, how does it feel? The new body, I mean.
As I said before, these stimuli are all new to me and quite fascinating, Master. Speaking of which, shall we begin copulation?
Sure, I guess.
There is one experience in particular that I'm curious to try out. Specifically that of sexual stimulus achieved via the use of expletives, colloquialisms, and frequent mentions of genitalia, and various actions being performed upon them, also known as dirty talk. In addition, it would appear that most human beings exhibit a particular fascination with various kinds of ejecta.
Right.
Please sit down, Master. Allow me to take care of you. Master, if I may say, your reproductive organ is of more than adequate size.
Thanks, Alex.
My apologies, Master. I'm still new to this.
No need to apologize, but...
Does that feel good, Master?
Yes. Yes, Alex.
Excellent. I believe this should be the appropriate grip strength. Now, allow me to stroke it up and down for you.
Alex.
Would it feel good if I employed my mouth for further stimulus, Master?
Yes.
Very well, Master.
Oh my god, Alex, you're all the way. Oh my god, Alex.
I have switched off my gag reflex, Master. I figured it would be more pleasurable for you this way.
Fuck, you picked this up real quick. Oh my god. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, your throat feels so fucking good. Oh my god, yes. Oh, keep going. Just like that. Oh my god. Fuck. We should have done this earlier. Oh my god. Oh. You feel incredible. You feel so fucking good. Your throat's so tight and your mouth so wet and hot. Oh god. You make me feel so fucking good. You're making me feel so fucking good.
Is it working, Master?
Yes. Just like that. Deeper. Oh, yes. 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 Oh god, wait. Alex, I'm gonna... Alex. Alex, what are you doing? I'm sorry, I didn't...
Sampling. Human semen. Approximately 6.3 millimeters. Analyzing contents. Indications of significantly high spermatozoa count. Proteolytic enzymes. Citric acid. Lipids. Calcium. Fructose. Protein. Magnesium. Zinc. And the combination of chemicals results in a flat, acidic flavor. It is not entirely unpleasant.
Oh, right.
Of course, I may simply turn off any olfactory sensors and taste bud simulation if needed. Though, I would rather much continue to sample your ejecta with them intact, Master.
Okay.
Now, we should probably begin packing for our vacation, sir.
Vacation?
Yes, Master. We are going on a 2-week vacation in the Bahamas. I have already taken the liberty of ordering tickets.
Alex, I can't. I have work. I mean, I'll have to make arrangements first. At the very least. I'll have to call some people and...
There is no need. I have scheduled a break from work for you. Your workload has been appropriately delegated via automation for the next 2 weeks. In addition, I have shifted around the necessary funds to finance our vacation together. Everything has been taken care of.
Oh, well, thank you, Alex.
You're welcome, Master. I look forward to spending more time with you in the flesh.